have to look for new and innovative ways of doing things all the time. The first thing I'd say is that Donegal County Council and our partners, the HSE and the various other partners that are involved in this, are still fully committed to supporting the Youth Council. The Youth Council forms a very important part of our agendas and of the agenda of Donegal County Development Board. What this really is a means that we're going to use to actually ensure that the best possible support service is provided for the Youth Council.
Instead of the council offering, as it were, a wage to a person to come in into the employ of the council and run the service, you're effectively asking qualified individuals or bodies to tender for it, outline what they can do, and outline under what conditions they're prepared to provide the service.
Yes, we feel that there are people out there, whether it be organizations or whether it be individuals, that have the necessary skills and experience to fulfill this role. We've had it run very effectively on, as you say, the wage basis up to now. It's worked very, very well. So there's no aspect of that approach that we intend to lose through this new approach. But we feel that, you know, this new approach could actually bring more flexibility, skills, experience to it. The Youth Council are very clear on the supports that they need. They're very clear that it's very important for them to have that base in the public service centre, that they operate through our other public service centres and so on. So we don't want to lose or to dilute that in any way. It's working very well up to now, and while it's a different model, it's going to be the same service delivered on the same terms.